I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Hopefully, you have had a good beginning to your holiday with Thanksgiving and all the shopping. Black Friday's behind us now, but we mosey into Christmas and just continue to finish out the year busy, and hopefully you're enjoying your family this time of year and taking the opportunity to be thankful. This is such a wonderful time of year to count our blessings and just to be grateful and thankful. And I am so thankful for you and your support and all that you are doing to participate with our I've Decided organization. And just want to give a huge shout out to our almost 60 business members who are a part of I've Decided. And because of them, we are able to bring the show to you every Sunday morning and provide resources to help you be successful, motivation and encouragement so that you can get what you need in order to be successful in fulfilling your goals and your dreams. And that's what I've Decided is all about. Especially want to give a huge shout out to our presenting sponsor, Junction City, as we're going into the shopping and hopefully thinking about spending our dollars local. We want to remind you to shop local and to spend some time out at Junction City. They are huge supporters of I've Decided, and we are so grateful for them. Well, hopefully by now you've got your tickets to our fourth annual Motivational and Leadership conference series. The kickoff happens January 20th. If you have not, it's certainly not too late. You can do that now. You can go to ivedecided.org and check out what's happening and get yourself your seats there. You do not want to miss this opportunity to kick off the new year on the right foot. Get the motivation and the information that you need. Make those connections so that you can make 2018 your best year ever. Well, today I am so excited. My wonderful, lovely guest, Dr. Leslie McKnight, is with me in the studio. Hey, Dr. Leslie.
Hello, Kim. How are you today?
I am awesome. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. It is an honor to be here with you this morning and also to be a presenter at the 2018 I've Decided Conference. I'm really looking forward to it.
I am too. And I had to have you on the show because I just wanted to give our audience the opportunity to hear firsthand a little bit about what they're going to learn when they come to the conference. Of course, we have some amazing speakers, and you are one of them. I have had the privilege of getting to know you in the last year. I've heard you speak and just loved it so much. And we've spent some time together getting to know you. And you have several topics and leadership topics that you speak about. But the one that I chose, because I just thought that we all needed it, was the power within you.
Absolutely. So the title, The Power of Being in You, well, will be about self-discovery. It's a journey into learning a little bit more about yourself. And you and I talked earlier about power. And when we talk about power and even the power that we have, it's usually, you know, based on physical power, being a superhero. And it got me thinking, and I don't know if the audience has seen the movie Wonder Woman that's out. And, you know, I won't give away the whole story, but she was from a distant land. She came to Earth and, you know, she was living this life, and she was a leader, and she was learning about what was happening, and she was facing the enemy, and she ended up even confronting the enemy. But she didn't overcome until her mindset became focused on who she really was on the inside. And once she realized her value, her inner strength, her inner courage, her inner tenacity. Once she realized that, she came into her true power and she was unstoppable. So really, to get to that external power, you have to have this discovery of who you are. That's where it is. And not only that, it's also the path to your own inner peace and joy. So this is a gift that we all have. We all have our own design. We all created. We can only be the best we can be. I can only be the best Dr. McKnight. You can only be the best Kim Martin motivational speaker. That you are the best person to do your job, to be you. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how we listen to messages in the environment and how we can receive some messages, but also how we can reject messages that we know that really don't define who we truly are.
I love it. Does that sound awesome to you? I know it does to me. What a great analogy, too. The analogy of the Wonder Woman. Definitely such, it helps me understand what you're saying on that power within you, recognizing who you are. And then once you know who you are, you're unstoppable. But I want you to elaborate. You said something that I thought was really awesome. There's only one you. No one else can do what you were born to do. Elaborate on that a little bit, Dr. Leslie.
Absolutely. And, you know, I am a doctor, but not a medical doctor. I'm a PhD. But sometimes I do draw on various sciences. And, you know, when we were created, I mean, down to our conception and fundamental, we were zygotes. You know, meaning that we had our own chromosomes, our own DNA patterns. You know, there is nothing about how we are created that can be replicated. It's our own individual self. And I believe not only with the physical part of our uniqueness, we also have an inner part, you know, our spiritual part, our being part, that's also just as unique. So we have our own footprint in this world. So, you know, finding out what that is and finding out, you know, why we're here and how it can be used to change the world or to, you know, impact the world. That's our discovery. That's what we call life, right? And we've learned that in our development. So that is what I want us to, you know, focus on, to start having these conversations. You know, I want to our audience to do some reflection on their past experiences, their current experiences, and talk about, you know, what you've learned, your takeaways, and how you can take everything that has happened in your life, good or bad, and how you can use that as messages and data to help you continue to discover who you are and why you were meant to be here. So it is a constant, that's why I call it a journey, because it's not a finish line. As long as we're still here, we can learn more about ourselves and we can learn more about how we can help each other and change the world for good. So I really believe that. I'm a champion of that. I do executive coaching in my practice. My business is McKnight and Associates. And so talking with a lot of my clients, you know, one of the missteps is when we start making decisions based on what other people want for us. So you can really lose sight of who you truly are when you're living your life for other people. So that, you know, I will provide tools to help you listen to these messages and make those decisions that's most beneficial to yourself.
And I love that you're going to give them the tools and they're going to be able to take that back with them so that they can apply it to their actual situation and their personal life. Now, what a good candidate to sign up for your power session. Who would be the perfect candidate for your power session at our Motivational Leadership Conference?
That is a very good question. In my opinion, I think the most perfect person is someone that is willing to meditate on their lives and their experiences, and a person that's willing to reflect, and a person that's willing to act. And this can be any person as far as in any industry, whether it's professional and making decisions for your organization as a leader. This can be someone that wants to start their own business. This can be someone that wants to be a better mother, a better father, or just to be a better individual. Again, the power is already there. When you were made, it's in your DNA. It's part of why you're here. So how can you use that? And once you realize your impact and your potential, how do you apply that to whatever it is you're trying to do that you call success in your life? And my definition of success is seeing other people or other organizations prosper. That's my personal definition of success. So how can I equip myself to help others become truly who they were meant to be? So, come to my conference, come to my workshop. I've decided it's here for you to grow personally and professionally. And these are tools that can be applied in anything that you do.
So if you are ready to change, what I heard you say is a person who is ready for some change and ready to take action is a perfect candidate for
absolutely
your power
absolutely
session.
And I will equip you to make the power moves. And actually, the tools are called PowerPoints.
PowerPoints for the power session.
I am
session.
Going
I
to leave you with some PowerPoints to help you make the positive change in your life that you are looking for.
And that's what we're all about. And I love what you said, because I know I got chills when you said it, because I'm like, yes, this is why Dr. Leslie is teaching at our conference, because we are like-minded. Success is my favorite word. I think about success, and whenever someone says, you have those little moments where someone says, describe one word, that gets you fired up. I think that was the question. And it popped in my mind so quickly. It was success. But you said it. It's like it's success of others. We were all born to be successful in whatever our purpose is.
That's why we're here, is to succeed. We were not created to fail. Otherwise, we have no purpose. If there is no change, if there isn't evolution, if there isn't impact. So just knowing that part of our design is that we can show up in this world, but not only that, we can engage positively with this world in order to make a difference. So, once again, going back to Wonder Woman, when she realized that, and she realized that where she came from and where she's at now is all connected, and she stopped, letting the barriers even of her own mind, of her capabilities. A lot of it too is we have negative self-talk. We have this vision that's in our gut, and our intuition is telling us, this is where I want to go. But then we let environment, we let other people, we let circumstances, we let our own minds talk us out of it. And then we don't do it. But yet we regret it, and it shows up in other areas of our lives. So, we're going to really talk about the self-talk and affirmations. I'm going to work our group through basically affirming what you believe in and how you see yourself and what you value. And you'd be surprised at saying affirmations every single day to yourself, how it changes the way you think, and it'll ultimately change the decisions that you make. So again, you will walk away with PowerPoints to get you ready to be the Wonder Woman and the Wonder Man, the you were designed to be.
I love it. If that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what to say, because I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you, Dr. Leslie, and I am fired up for this conference. I cannot wait. Hey, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. And you are listening to my awesome guest, Dr. Leslie McKnight of McKnight & Associates. She is going to be one of our power session speakers talking about the power in you, within you, and just helping you lay out that foundation of getting on track and fulfilling your purpose, whether it be your business, professional purpose, your personal purpose, whatever it is that you are ready to take action. This is a power session that you do not want to miss. Hopefully you've got your tickets by now to the conference. The kickoff event is on January the 20th, followed by 2 half-day conferences throughout the year. So you want to make sure you reserve your seat. Go to ivedecided.org and get those tickets now. And if you get your tickets today, you're going to save $30. So that's a really good deal. And you don't want to miss out on that opportunity. So, okay, Dr. Leslie, we're talking about the power within you. And you shared a story with me, and I hope that you're willing to share. When you were applying for a job, when we were talking about this power session and that power within you, and you talked about rejecting when someone else tries to define who you are, and you have to reject that. Would you share a little bit? I know we can't name names or anything like that, but would you share a little bit about your experience when you were applying for a teaching position and that?
Sure. You know, when you're applying for any job, you know, it's like your whole life is on 2 or 3 sheets of paper. And that is your resume. And in the academic world, it's your curriculum vitae and your resume, but it is, you know, a compilation of your work and also your credentials. So, you know, those 2 or 3 sheets of paper, it's your blood, sweat, and tears. And so I had an opportunity to interview for a academic position. And in the interview, the gentleman looked at my credentials. He literally had, you know, had it in his hand. And there lies the critiques. You know, some of the things he said was, you know, he wished I would have spoken with him before I registered for a certain university, and then said my publications, you know, although there was 5 or 6 of them, it wasn't at, you know, the journals that's at their level. And he just went through page by page and critiqued. So this is information. So knowing, because I feel like I'm rooted now, and I haven't always been this way, of who I am and what I want in life. And that's definitely my capacities on what I can do. So here's this information that's coming to me. If I wasn't a grounded person, and if I wasn't rooted in my own self-discovery and knowing my values, knowing who I am and what I can do, that could have potentially destroyed me. And there's so many of us that are out there that's like that, that we're looking to others for validation or for recognition or for competency. And so how I responded to that, because it was my opportunity. I could have done a number of things. I could have sat there and cried. I could have sat there and rebutted everything he said, and it would have turned into a big debate. But the decision I made at that point was just to reaffirm to myself, not to the person that was on the other side of the table, but it was my opportunity to give a public declaration to myself of who I am. And it's what I have defined for myself. So I went through my credentials and I reminded myself of all of the great work that I have done. And not only everything I've learned academically, but how I've applied my academic theory into practice, meaning working with non-for-profits, working with churches, working with businesses, working with people to change organizations and to change people's lives. So it was no longer an interview, but it was a self-declaration of who I am. And it wasn't for him, it was for me. So this is where we have to start looking in our world, and especially when we want to achieve and we set goals for ourselves. How are we defining who we are, and how we are we taking messages from the world and processing them? No matter what the world says, it should not dictate how you truly feel about who you are and what you can do. But that takes practice, though. This needs to happen. And on the I've Decided website, I know you have a quote from Zig Ziglar that says about motivation, you know, it's just like bathing, is something you have to do every day. He is exactly right. And it's not just, it's beyond motivation, but it's affirmation. Affirming that you are great, you are worthy, you have a purpose, you can apply who you are to what you do, you can positively change your environment. These are affirmation. It's a practice and it's a process. But we want to get you to the point where it becomes your second nature. And that's what this workshop would be, the beginning of that discovery.
That is an amazing story to me, because I can just, I envision you sitting there, and here you are, a woman with a doctrine, with a PhD, and there is someone who is critiquing the school that you went to. And it just amazes me, right? And the simplicity of that just says that you could have allowed his words to devalue everything that you worked so hard for. Now, I don't know about you if you're listening, but I don't have a PhD, and I know only a couple people that I know personally who do, and it's not an easy task, and I don't care what university you go to.
Absolutely. That's a very correct statement.
And so, but it's amazing how, and I'm sure that person did not realize what they were saying or what they were doing. But I think about all the people who are walking around, Dr. Leslie, that somewhere in their life, someone debunked, yes, without a better terminology, mm-hmm, but just debunked who they were. Maybe they just said, oh, what are you thinking? You can't do that.
Yes.
That's going to be too hard. What if you fail?
Yes. My husband, you know, he and I have talked, and he had an aunt, you know, my husband always wanted to travel around the world, and he used to look in the Encyclopedia Britannica and looking at different lands in Asia and, you know, in Africa. And he'd say, I want to go here. I want to do this. I want to travel. And, you know, his aunt told him, oh, you know, you'll never leave the United States. And, oh, no, you don't want to go to those other places. And this was someone that he really looked up to. And do you know, my husband has not traveled outside of the United States. And, you know, and the first time he traveled was with me. And we've been married now for about 18 years. But he said prior to us getting married, he never thought about it, because really on the inside, he was told that he couldn't.
Yeah.
So it's these messages that if we go untapped, and if we don't dispel it, it can take root. And consciously and subconsciously, it makes decisions. You know, we end up making decisions that are not favorable to what our true desires and even purposes are. So we want to make sure that you all are ready. You have on that whole armor, that you're able to be rooted in who you are and what you want for yourself. And it doesn't mean that you have to give up yourself, because there's a time, place, and a space for everything. But it's the decisions you make, whether big or small, you may not see it, but it does lead you to your destiny.
That is so true. That is amazing. And so, well, where are you? What is it that you need to tap into? You're listening to this show and you've been listening to Dr. Leslie share with us about that power within you. And I just would love to see you at the conference and get you tapped into that power that is already there. Like you said, Dr. Leslie, it's already there inside of every one of us.
Even though I have my credentials for my PhD and I've been with the city of Peoria now for almost 20 years, I can't believe it. And I work with businesses every day. Even with all of that, that has not taught me who I am. The real power that I say I possess is what I have already had even before I was hired to do any job or signing up for school. Everything that I needed to make those accomplishments is already there. So I want to encourage you all and come out to this conference and not just my workshop, but there's other workshops, too, that's all about building up your company, building up your family, and building yourself up. So please, if you're able to come out to the conference, please do so. We really look forward to having you.
Thank you, Dr. Leslie. I mean, nothing. You said it better than anybody. You know, it's time for change. It's time for you to stick the stake in the ground and do what you were born to do. And that's what I've decided is all about. We want to provide the resources for you, the motivation that you need to catapult you into success and educate. You know, we got to have those skills. We have to have the right information. And Dr. Leslie, that's what you're talking about, is just giving people the right tools and that right information.
And that is so true of what you're saying. In my workshop, although I know it's going to be dynamic, will be a one and done. You know, we're going to celebrate. I'm going to give you the tools. We're going to hug and kiss, say kumbaya. But there needs to be follow up. And that's where the I've Decided organization comes in. You can join I've Decided for your personal development, for your professional development, and even those that have an entrepreneurial mindset. This thing, who we are and our true purpose, has to be worked on. It's like an onion. You have to peel it back layer by layer by layer. And the more tools that you have, the more networks to do that, the sooner and the quicker you can arrive.
And I love that too, the networks. You said the networks. And that's also what it's about, putting yourself in the surroundings of the right people. People who are like-minded, who know that we were born for success. And you need to surround yourself with those people.
So true, so true.
And we just get bogged down, you know, with negativity and all this crazy stuff that's going on. And it's so easy. It happens to all of us, right?
Oh, yes.
I said we were talking before the show, before we started recording the show, about it takes grit to keep a positive attitude.
Absolutely.
And when all this negativity is coming at you, and if you're not surrounded with the right people to help you plow through and power through, it's going to be very difficult to walk in your purpose and to walk in who you were born to be. Well, I can't believe it. It's coming to a close here, and I really so appreciate you, Dr. Leslie. So appreciate that information that you shared with us, and appreciate who you are. I just love who you are, that person that just builds people up and shares that information that you have with others.
And I want to tell you, Kim, I'm in agreement with you. I love who I am, too.
And you can love who you are, too. So we want you to go ahead, and if you don't have your tickets, please go to idecided.org now. Get signed up for our 2018 Motivational and Leadership Conference Series. It's a series of conferences. The kickoff event is January 20th at the Peoria Civic Center, and that's going to lead you into two other half-day conferences happening throughout the year so that you can stay connected, stay motivated, and be encouraged all year long. Make 2018 your best year ever. Get a part of I've Decided. Connect with us. We want to meet you. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email, kim@idecided.org. You can learn more about Dr. Leslie McKnight at our website and connect with her as well. And I look forward to seeing you at the full day conference on January 20th. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Dr. Leslie, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you to the listeners for tuning in. We really appreciate you. Until next week, have a great day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?